Zach went out to Utah in the year of 83. A right good Mormon gentleman, and a bishop too was he. He drove a locomotive for the Denver and RG. With women he was popular could be. And when he'd whistle woo-woo, Ma would understand that Zach was headed homeward on the Denver Rio Grande. Now Zach, he had a wife in every railroad town, and every town that he passed through he had a place for to lay him down. When his train was coming, he wanted her to know. As he passed by her homestead, his whistle he would blow. And when he'd whistle woo-woo, Ma would understand that Zach was headed homeward on the Denver Rio Grande. Now Zach, he loved all of his wives, he loved them all the same. But always little Maybelle was the one that he would name. As he'd pass by her homestead, he'd blow his whistle loud. And when she'd throw a kiss to him, old Zach would look so proud. And when he'd whistle woo-woo, Ma would understand that Zach was headed homeward on the Denver Rio Grande. Now you've heard my story, and you know that it is true. Old Zach, he had a wife in every town that he passed through. They wanted him to transfer out to the old UP. But Zach said no, because his wives were on the DRG. And when he'd whistle woo-woo, Ma would understand that Zach was headed homeward on the Denver Rio Grande. And when he'd whistle woo-woo, Ma would understand that Zach was headed homeward on the Denver Rio Grande. And I'm bound for California with my washbowl on my knees.